Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Zach Rizonizer. Joining me now is Matt Jordan, finally back
saddle. I'm back.
How are you doing, Matt?
I'm a lot better than I was. I was pretty bad. I was breathing was not you know, that's a very critical part of life, and you take it for granted when you do it every day and don't think about it, but I was having a hard time with it on Sunday, Monday, and a little bit yesterday.
It was hurting to breathe?
Yeah.
Well, let me give you some doctor's advice. If something hurts, you should probably stop doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was not just hurting to breathe, but having a hard time breathing.
Like getting enough air?
Yeah. Like I would, I couldn't get up and like walk to the refrigerator or walk to, you know, to the table to get my medicine or whatever without having to stop and like try to catch my breath. And of course, trying to catch my breath caused me to go into a coughing fit.
Right.
And so it was just all
vicious
bunch of,
cycle.
Yes. It was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. Fighting. When every breath is a fight for your life.
That sounds awful.
I think the asthma people used to use that as their
that sounds about right.
Slogan.
So did they put you on antibiotics or steroids?
No,
or
I just... I just went and got a bunch of medicine from Walmart. And
okay, though.
It wasn't as serious. When I went, it wasn't that serious Saturday night. They were just like, well, I mean, you're allergic. We can tell you've got, you know, got some allergy issues. It should, you know, get some decongestant, get some, you know, cough syrup, you know, your throat's not, you know, all red and, you know, you're not. And they're like, we think you should be fine. And by the time I got everything taken care of, I had started to calm down a little bit and I was fine. And then Sunday hit and, I was active and did some things.
Right.
And it
that
sent
was
me,
your first mistake.
Yes, and it sent me into just this spiral. And and that's when everything got really bad, is after I tried to be active and stuff, and then I just couldn't breathe after that.
Well, I'm glad to see you're back with some vim and vigor, and I hope that your house isn't so filled with dander or anything that, you know,
that was the problem.
You go home and it's just a nightmare.
Yeah, well, that was the active problem. So, you know, as listeners know, I got a puppy. Turns out I'm allergic to the puppy, so I took the puppy back to its home where I got it from. And unfortunately, very sad. But when I came back, I knew that I would not get better if I didn't clean.
Right.
And so, you know, I took the sheets off my bed, I scrubbed down the couch, I vacuumed, and I, you know, had to move some stuff around. And so in prepping to get, you know, make myself better, I actually made myself worse.
Right.
I mean, all of that.
You're moving all that stuff, you're getting the dander back in the air.
And
especially if you don't have like an air filter of some sort or something like that.
I just don't understand, Matt. Where was your mama?
Yeah, I know. This is the first time I've ever been sick away from home. You know, I lived in Claremore for a year with roommates, but I never really got sick. This was the sickest I've been on my own, and it's
you
it's
needed
no,
your mama.
I needed
didn't
I
you?
Needed someone. Many times I thought I needed someone. But
we are getting a call. Let's go ahead and go over to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on open line.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Sounds like if he wants a clean house, I got one if he wants to clean.
If you want to clean a house, Matt, we got somebody who needs a house clean.
That's okay. I'll pass. Thank you, though.
I got some brass wedding stuff. It's a kneeling bench, but the bench itself, it's dirty, but it needs to be replaced or redone or something. The candle holders, the holder that puts out the candles. There's several items, and they're all brass for $150.
$150, okay.
And then I have household pitchers, ducks, hunting pitchers, and other pitchers between $5 and
$20. $5 to $20, got it.
I have pedal cars. One's a Montgomery Ward fire truck for $125.
Got it.
A pacer for $125. And it's yellow.
All right.
A 1950s Woody's wagon, $185. And the Woody's wagon is in really good shape.
All right, got it.
An enclosed metal trailer with a new floor for $450.
$450, got it.
And my number is 602-988-2603.
All right, that's 620-988-2603.
Yep.
All right, I'll get that listed for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And you are listening to Open Line. This is our buy, sell, and trade show. This is the part of the show me and Matt like to take out of the day and just chit-chat about whatever happens to be on our mind. We are getting another call, though. Let's go ahead and go right back to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on Open Line.
Yes. I have a full set of hydraulics. They're 8-inch lift. They're for a car or a truck. I have a hose. I have everything to put it under a vehicle. And they are 8-inch lift. They'll lift the car 8 inches up. And I'd like $500 for the set. It's about a $2,000 setup. And I have everything complete to completely put it under a vehicle without buying anything. And they can reach me at 620-205-9800. And have a good day.
You too. And that's 620-205-9800. All right, I'll get that listed for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Matt, you were out of commission for 2 days.
I was. I don't like it. I hate to miss work, and I hate
Who does like to miss work, you know?
I mean, when you don't like your job, you're all right.
Well, I guess that's true, but I mean, you start getting cabin fever even if it's a job you don't like, you know, if you just lay around and do nothing.
Yeah, and I really couldn't do anything. That was the thing. Like, yesterday was a little bit better, but, man, just being able to do, and, like, not only could I not get up and, like, walk without catching, I was just weak. I was just no energy and, like, you know, that
well, did you just end up, like, vegetating on the couch or just
sleeping?
Yeah,
a lot of Netflix was watched, a lot of
catch up
Hulu,
on your,
yeah, I've watched a lot of TV and, yeah.
Well, what are you watching right now?
90210.
Beverly Hills?
Yeah, not the older version,
oh, the
but
new
the,
one,
the
new
newer,
one, right.
Well, new, 2008 to 2012,
yeah.
I think is when it was on, yeah.
Right.
Yep. Before that, I was watching Girl Meets World, which is just so much nostalgia for me.
Well, I grew up watching Boy Meets World, yes, like on Disney Channel, and seeing Girl Meets World is kind of interesting because they're approaching a lot of the same problems, but like from a new perspective.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat.
It was
like,
cool. It's cool. The show's actually over now.
Oh, is it?
They canceled it, so they kind of quickly wrapped it up or whatever.
I guess that's fine. Just think of it as one extra season of Boy Meets World, I guess.
It lasted 3 seasons, so that wasn't terrible. But that last, like the last little bit, like last few episodes of the season are like so just nostalgia filled.
Right.
Oh, it's so great.
I'll have to watch the rest of it. I saw the first couple of episodes, and then there was a little bit of internet drama, actually, about one
of
the episodes. Yeah. I guess you've seen it all, but there was an episode, apparently, that I haven't seen, where they talk about what Harajuku culture in Japan is. And what it is. And I think the drama was started because Harajuku culture is more of a fashion statement in Japan, and they were kind of implying that it was something more culturally deeper than that.
Yeah.
So it'd be like sort of like if someone was like, well, Abercrombie and Fitch culture in America, you know, it's like, well, like you can kind of see what people are saying, but like it just didn't quite mesh.
Yeah.
There was something lost in translation there.
There's always, somebody's always going to find something, but
there's always going to be someone angry about something.
Yeah.
And you on some level, you need to be ready and prepared to respond to that because it's better to respond to it,
than to ignore it.
Let it just sit there and fester. And I think that's the problem a lot of companies have, media companies have, is they just let these things sit there and fester and they don't respond to it.
Ignore it, yep.
There's always going to be someone that's upset about something in your show.
Yep.
Even if you could be as inclusive as possible, you could be as ininclusive as possible, and there's still going to be some problem.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, on some level, I guess that's okay. You know, we should always be trying to improve ourselves.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
On the other, you're never going to make everyone
happy. No. And you got to realize that, but, yep. But, yeah, I'm watching 90210 right now. I mean, still in the first season. There's, five, I think, so.
I've been sort of stuck on watching kids shows at my house because my girls don't want to watch anything else. My daughter, Lucy, actually, she watches this show from the BBC about like underwater animals, and it's like, it's strange because it's like, you know, land animals, but they all live in a submarine, I guess, and they learn about underwater creatures. But it's strange to me that they use like bears and cats going on these underwater adventures rather than like other sea creatures. But whatever. But my
that
daughter,
is weird. Yeah,
my daughter dressed up as one of the creatures in her free time. Like she put on a little hat and this particular character wears like an eye patch, so she put like a, I don't know, like a slide into like a, it was like a frisbee or something over her eye, and she started walking around saying that she was that character.
That's funny.
And that's all. That's about the length of my TV viewership lately.
Yeah, I haven't had a ton of time, but no, I got to you know, catch up on some stuff. And
I probably watch about 2 hours of TV a week.
Yeah,
myself.
Yeah, you're a busy man though.
Well, and I do a lot of things. Like it's not to say that I don't have free time. Like I have a, you know, 3 or 4 hours of free time every day.
You choose to spend your free time in other areas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, there's a couple of shows I keep up on, and I try and catch movies. Like I'm a big fan of movies. Yeah. So like there's a Darren Aronofsky film out right now that's supposed to be really weird, and I'm into that. So,
what is it?
Mother! Exclamation point.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I don't know if are you familiar with Darren Aronofsky?
A little bit, just from you, just from what I've heard you talk about. Yeah.
Well, like he does a lot of like sort of religious deconstruction films.
Oh, okay.
Like he did that Noah movie that came out a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Requiem for a Dream, just to name a couple. But he's big on like religious deconstruction, the struggles of women in society, like situations where you don't know if you're crazy or if everyone else is crazy.
Oh, okay.
And that's sort of, you know, just to not to get into film analysis or anything, but that was sort of the interesting thing about Noah, because if you think about the story of Noah's Ark, Noah was building that ark for like 100 years or more. So like, can you imagine building this giant thing not anywhere near water? And like,
and
you
it
know,
hadn't rained.
And it hadn't
long,
rained in a long time.
Long,
yeah.
Long time.
So like, people think he's crazy, and maybe there was some period in there that maybe he was starting to think, well, did I actually get confirmation from God that this is what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I the crazy one? You know, and that's sort of the approach that movie took, and it was interesting. You know, I wouldn't say it's like a biblical story. It's kind of extra biblical, but it is interesting.
It took a biblical story and used what you know from it, and just kind of like was it Moses?
Well, I mean, there's all sorts of
the one. There's another one that has Christian Bale in it.
Oh,
where it's based off of, I think it's based off Moses.
Yes, I'm trying to recall because
they
it was
came
called.
Out similar in similar times to each other.
Right.
I think Noah was first. It had who played Noah?
Wasn't that Liam Neeson?
No, it was.
I can't even recall.
But yeah, it's a big actor. And then Christian Bale played Moses.
So. But yeah, that same sort of idea.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, sometimes there are interesting factoids in biblical stories that maybe we don't think about, like Moses and the Pharaoh would have technically been siblings.
Yes.
Like that's like an interesting little string that they don't really talk about in the Bible, but there is, you know, dramatically speaking, there are a lot of angles you could approach from that from like a storytelling perspective. Whereas the Bible is, I think, recounting the story as you know, intended.
Is it historical?
You know, as historical as it can. Yeah,
with some moral.
With moral.
Yep.
Qualities attached to it,
as opposed to the cinematic. You know.
Right. Look just at, like at we're trying to make something exciting as compared to something you know allegorical. You know, to teach you a lesson, that sort of thing. But yeah, so. Don't know how we got to that. Oh, Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah,
that's right.
There's no telling with us.
Yeah, there's a movie out this weekend, but I had a film critic I really trust compare it to The Neon Demon, which is a movie I really like. But you know, in this movie, Mother! Exclamation point, The Neon Demon, and the movie I would recommend along that same string, A Cure for Wellness, are not movies I would recommend to anybody.
A Cure for Wellness.
But I love all those films.
I think I've seen, I've not seen it, but I know what you're talking about. The other two I've not heard of. But.
They're all kind of weird, avant-garde artistic films where very strange things happen. And like, you keep asking yourself, are they really going there? Are they really about to do that? And then they do it and it's shocking. And I've been shocked by movies many times, but those are some of the ones that really stand out in my mind, that they were willing to go places I wouldn't think a movie would be willing to go to.
Yeah, I have movies that like aren't critically acclaimed or aren't liked by a lot of people that I really enjoy.
Right. Oh, what's your favorite critically panned movie?
Oh boy, that's a tough question.
Because I know you like those a lot, those DC movies.
I do.
Like
I do. I like all those DC movies. Man, I also like the Ninja Turtle movies. And people don't like those. Well, the
third one is all right.
So
you know, and sometimes a movie doesn't catch its stride for a really long time. Like I have not liked any of the Fast and the Furious films.
See, I like all of those.
But then they hit. I think it was 7. And 7 was just the most fun I've had watching a movie in a long time for reason.
That's funny. That's funny. But
like,
yeah,
they finally figured it out, you know. Just make a car chase movie, I guess.
Yeah. But I like those movies, and I don't know. Probably any time a superhero movie, except like the Fantastic Four. I hated all of those.
Yeah, I've not seen a good Fantastic Four movie, but I think that might be because the Fantastic Four were very much like, they're a story of the 60s. Like, they represent, like, that nuclear family. You have the father figure, the sort of younger character, the wife, the uncle kind of guy. And I think they're very representative of a time when family structures were more rigid. And that doesn't translate as well to a modern audience where our family structures are much more loose and everybody's family is, you know, very different.
Yeah.
So you can't just sort of put them on screen and expect people to understand that he's, you know, Mr. Fantastic is acting this way because he is like the father figure. Like he's supposed to represent, you know,
and then the
old
new
patriarchal.
One, they did a better job, I feel like, of making them best friends.
Right. Like
more so than that.
Than like a family.
Yeah, because they were a lot younger. The actors that portrayed them were a lot.
You know, I was nervous about that, and I didn't end up liking
it.
I didn't like that movie. I didn't end up liking that movie. But as far as translations like of ideas go, I think making characters younger is one of the less egregious things you can do to them. You know? Anyway, I like comic book films a whole lot. I think they're sort of our modern myths. It's like our modern myth-telling stories, so I think that's kind of interesting from a cultural perspective.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anyway, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Coming up next, we do have the ONN Beef Roundup. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with more Open Line in just a couple of minutes after that.